nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide on Radio Miraya. I'm Gabriel Shadar. Today we are talking about this year's theme of International Women's Day. And the theme for South Sudan is promoting equality through innovative technology for a better South Sudan. And the international theme for the International Women's Day is Digital Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. And my all-women guest today will shed light on the actions that have been taken or would increase the participation in technological innovation and how that can help closing the gender gap. And we would like to see with the how the digital gap has a bearing on the economic and social inequalities in South Sudan. And more other questions. My guests in today's program are Honorable Huda Michael-Laila, the State Minister, that is the Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare in Central Equatorial State. Honorable Huda has been the Minister of Gender in the defunct Yei River State, and she is a former Minister of Health, Central Equatorial State, Minister of Gender, Central Equatorial State, and Commissioner of Lanya in Central Equatorial State, and Chair of the Tender Board in Central Equatorial State, and Deputy Chair of Employees Justice Commission in Central Equatorial State. Welcome, Honorable Huda Michael-Laila.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Yep.
I got this opportunity to greet all the listeners that are going to listen for us.
Yeah, welcome. We have been most of the years talking to you on phone, but happy to see you here in the studio.
I'm too happy
yes.
to be at in the studio today.
Yes, and my second guest is Ms. Eva Yai, Go Girls ICT Initiative, founder and executive director, and she is a technology activist who advocates for the empowerment of girls in STEM, and she is the co-founder of Go Girls ICT Initiative, an initiative that mentors young girls to pick interest in technology and pursuing STEM careers. Eva holds a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and a Master's in Science in Information of Science in Information Systems with the specialization in ICT 4D innovation. She has worked as a teaching assistant at the now School of Computer Sciences and Information Technology. Welcome, Eva Yai, with your impressive profile in technology. Welcome.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Yes, nice to see you all here. And so let me start first. I start with Eva. How is the situation in South Sudan when it comes to digital access in general and for women in particular?
Yeah, so the access to digital technologies is still very low, especially for women. And but the numbers look good and promising. But as of looking at some of the statistics, we can see as of the beginning of 2022, we had about 1.25 million internet users in South Sudan. That was January 2022. And then there is another analysis that indicates that internet users in South Sudan increased by 184,000. That's about 17.3% between 2021 and 2022. This is provided by Data Reporto, an online platform that did this analysis. And then for perspective, that means 89.1% of the population was offline. And if we are talking about that, mostly these were women. Most of the women were offline.
What is the what are the underpinning factors explaining this?
Mostly, we could pin it on infrastructure. Most of the communities are not yet connected. Even if we see these big numbers, you might actually realize most of these people accessing the network are within the city. That's in Juba, and a few outside in other states. So infrastructure could be one of them, but also the the price, it's still very expensive to access internet, especially for women who have small businesses or they have to depend on other people to pay for their bills. So it becomes really hard for them to access internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I've been hearing that internet access in South Sudan is one of the most expensive in the world.
Yes, it is.
Why is that?
I could actually look at it from the policy level. I still have a feeling the regulators have not put up suitable policies to create price ceilings and maybe price flows for telecommunication companies to be able to set these prices. Mm. But of course, telecoms also attribute this to the economy, and the it's really expensive right now, so they are trying to catch up with all the changing prices in the market. But I mean, they need to strike a balance. They need to see the customers that they have and the customer segments to see really whether they can afford the internet, because it's really too expensive and access has become a problem. Mm-hmm. As well as actually the internet quality is not that great. For example, on Monday we were offline the whole day. Mm. We could not do anything because some telecommunication companies were offline. And these are some of the things that really make it so hard for people to get online.
And when you said Monday we were offline, it can be a news even for some people to say. They wouldn't even realize that
No, they wouldn't.
We were offline.
Yeah.
They would say, oh, this is my mobile, it's not working well and all this. Where is my credit and all this? So even understanding what is going wrong is still. So for you, the access is low in general.
Yes.
But the women are the lowest in the low, in the low access.
Yes, they are the mostly affected.
Yeah. What is your comment, Honorable Huda, on these statistics when it comes to women, and you are particularly interested in closing the gender gap?
What my sister said is in place. There is still a wider gap in terms of technology between women and men, girl and boy, because of the aspect that she has mentioned it very clear. Mm-hmm. So as a minister in that ministry, based on our study, many factors contributed to this gap. For example, our previous curriculum in the school did not encourage girls to go for a scientific field in which at the end of the day they will join a skill and knowledge of engineering, be in ICT or in a medical or in manufacturing places. This also contributed. So, as I speak now, we are trying to make our gender, our budget in the ministry to be a ministry budget where we address such issues. And also there's factors on the level of the communities or at the micro level, mm-hmm, that also contributed towards our girls. At the end of the day, they will branch from the science section, then they will go for art section, in which we are driving them out of the science section. In the future, then we'll have that interest. So the policy we are making now is to address these issues.
The new thinking which you are hinting at is that any policy should streamline gender perspective.
Of course.
And then when it comes to your planning, it should include how you will, all these moves you are taking or measures will be in a way that will benefit both gender and then close the gaps. But for the sake of argument, Eva, what is the advantage and why is the world pushing for this? Why at all would you say, okay, let's have more girls out there, let's have more women out there on these platforms? Why?
You see now the world is globalized.
Yeah.
And even it is growing very faster. If we do not support women or girls to enter into this field, in the coming years, we will drive both women and girls out of enjoying this field. As such, because the world is now growing faster, at the end of the day, they will lose their positions wherever they want to apply, because in the coming future, in the 20 years to come, you cannot find somebody writing or communicating manually. The life will be digitalized, so that we must encourage girls to go for that field at the end of the day, so that we'll balance the inequality in terms of the innovation and technology.
Yeah, Eva, you want to add something on this?
Yes. So we cannot avoid technology anymore. It's in every sector. So technology is a tool everywhere, be it arts, careers, or sciences. So we cannot avoid it. And the earlier we start advocating for women getting on the move, the better, because if not, then they'll be left behind. And all these the struggles we've had fighting for gender equity, gender equality, would be in vain, because it's not just about the equality and equity, but also having the capacity and the skills to be able to use technological platforms and tools to be able to advocate for most of the things that they're advocating for, as well as to empower themselves economically and socially.
Yeah. You, with your profile here, I wonder whether people were wondering, starting from your family, like, what is this thing you are studying now? Have you had that experience, people wondering what field you are trying to get into, and what really are you becoming?
Surprisingly, my family was very supportive, especially my dad. He's the one who encouraged me to do computer science. I wanted to be a building engineer or an electric engineer, but he wanted me to go for computer science. But of course, outside in the community, I've had a lot of search. So when I'm not seated in the office trying to be a co-founder, most times I like to go into hands-on. And there is this one time I was doing some electronics. I was doing some wiring, and then this gentleman was very scared. He kept on nagging me. He was like, "Hey, please be careful, don't burn yourself with that soldering iron. Be careful, you're a woman. If you want, we can come and help you do something," because he felt like I was not supposed to do that kind of work. It was meant for the men and not the women to be handling wires, making their hands dirty.
So in the end, you found a lot of acceptance or recognition for this?
Yes, but not entirely. It's still very hard to get acceptance from some people. As you know, the cultural aspect of our South Sudanese communities, if you talk of technology, if you talk of IT careers, most times our families think that you're going to be one of those people who load music on the roadside. So, I mean, I've heard of people saying that they have told their parents they want to pursue IT, especially girls, and then the parents are like, "Okay, why do you want to be a DJ? Why do you want to just be on the streets installing Facebook and installing music software and music for people?" But it's more than that.
But there's much more to it.
Yes.
Much more to it. When we come, we used you as an example, but what are some of the general achievements that come and the benefits that come with women being involved in the digital world and innovation world?
I always love to say women are generally very artistic and creative, and the technology world is actually more about innovation and creativity. And I think women can do it best because they are really creative when it comes to that aspect. And as well as women are looked at as mothers, and technology sometimes needs that patience, needs that kind of dedication. And I think women really are fit for that, especially programming. Although women say it's very hard, but I feel with the kind of dedication they have in all the other aspects of their lives, they would do really much better.
Yeah. Listeners, Radio Mirror, this is Nationwide Discussion Hour, and I'm Gabriel Shadar. With me in the studio is our Honourable Hoda Michael Ayla, the State Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare in Central Equatorial State, and Ms. Eva Yai, Go Girls ICT Initiative Founder and Executive Director. And we are speaking today in the studio discussing how we in South Sudan we make use of technological innovation to close the gender gap. Now, Honorable Huda Michael Ayla, as an authority, you spoke about streamlining your policies, and one of the challenges we face in South Sudan is how people think, how people have perceptions. And now you have a policy, but then the social and economic conditions will be like running counter to the policies you are trying. So how, what are the plans that you can lay down to make your policies achieve their end?
The most important in this area, of course, we will identify what are the barriers that will hinder the work of women and technology in technology. So after identifying it, of course, you will develop a plan to make the awareness, if you know the reason specifically, that hindering the development of women or empowering women or, and girls in the area of innovation and technology, then it will be easy to raise the awareness. For example, we have many barriers. When I take Central State as an example, you see, most of the people, even including some women, they are gender blind in terms of looking a girl to enter into this field of ICT, for example, or any technical engineering skills. So they look as, yeah, they still think the stereotype way of women is supposed to go for the field to be a teacher or to be a nurse. But as we speak now, there's change, because there's a continuous capacity building, awareness raising in the area of gender blind approaches. Also, the infrastructure that are not allowing girls to continue in this field. Also, this gap, we will try to bridge it, closing it, when we make the awareness, we make the workshop, training. This is how we can close it. And now also, we as a woman, we are trying to help our sisters and daughters to accept that as the other counterpart of us will do, we women also we can do it.
Yeah.
So there's acceptance now in the community. As you put it, even we in the family now, we're encouraging our girls to go in that field.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to drive them out in the next coming years.
And now we are telling here, indirectly, we're telling families outside there that please wake up and see that, let more girls get into this, because this is where they are, the world is going through.
And now, that is why.
Yeah, and me, myself, I can say that I'm seeing a lot, many girls, as they say, they are making a kill because they are on the social media platform and they are selling their things through Facebook, because we are just using Facebook most for, but even on Facebook, these girls are doing a lot of things. They are doing great achievement in business. They are selling everything you can imagine just by being on social media platforms. And they have companies that they are putting out there, and people get them, and they deliver. And it is even more safe for them to sell online than being always on the street, in the market, and all these kind of things. So what are the potential areas ever in this for the women to be and girls to be on the digital innovation? What are the potential areas for the women in South Sudan that you can imagine?
The potential areas that I can imagine, of course, the e-commerce platforms, women being able to sell their merchandise online, and also meeting other women doing similar work and exchanging ideas. But there is also the opportunity of, there are a lot of open source platforms that offer courses free of charge sometimes, or sometimes at a very small fee. And right now, people can access all this content at the click of a button in at home, and they can be able to learn and build their capacities. But there is also this other opportunity right now. Mobile money platforms are coming up. A lot of telecoms are going into that. So that means we are going into joining the world in cashless economies. So it's becoming a great opportunity for women to get on that movement. Mm-hmm. First of all, they can be service providers for this, because for the mobile money platforms. Mm. And they can also use them in their businesses and be able to reach other places outside South Sudan and be able to market themselves outside and not just within South Sudan.
So you are telling even the pastoralist that you can even sell your beautiful cow on social media and on digital platforms?
Yes, through collaborations. I mean, the cattle camps might be they might not be connected, they mm-hmm. might be offline, but they are able to access these money platforms, the mobile money platforms. That means they can have someone somewhere in Juba selling for them their merchandise and being able to send for them money at the comfort of their homes without them moving anywhere. At least mobile penetration mm-hmm. is high compared to internet mm-hmm. penetration.
Yes, and what does it take to roll out the infrastructure, the digital infrastructure? Is it really cost effective for government to invest in that?
Yes, it is, and I think they have already started. I'm not in the government, but
at least the fiber
from
optics
some
is being
observations
moved somewhere.
Yes, the coming of the fiber optics has made actually brought in a lot of advantages. Mm-hmm. These days, I mean, we can stay online 24 hours, okay, apart from a few glitches, but mm-hmm. it's better than before, and there are a lot of opportunities right now. Mm-hmm. And I heard a rumor that there is another fiber optics that will be coming in from somewhere else, and it will connect, and this will actually add to whatever we already have, and mm-hmm. it will increase for us the advantage, and we shall be able to catch up with other countries.
Honorable Huda Michael, innovation and new things always in general come with challenges, and because people don't know, then they say, oh, we can't take this. Like, we have had a lot of issues about and stories about South Sudanese where access to digital platforms has caused cultural shocks, if I can say, and a lot of conflict in families. Like, even you find your wife on social media is a big issue, and then her husband is being found doing things on social media, big issues, and young people doing this stuff. Like, okay, we shift, people tend to shift like all the negative things in their heads, in their culture, and then put them outside there, and they think that this is good. Or the opposite, we tend to go for the wrong things instead of looking for the opportunities Eva was speaking about. This is where you can train yourself, upgrade your thinking, network, but you go there, you look for other things that are really even determining your mind. Destroying your mind. So what's your comment on these other things in our social and thinking that really makes access to digital platform a nightmare instead of opportunities?
In any activity, there's negative and positive impact on the activity that one will carry out. But in terms of technology and innovation, most of it is positive. The negative side is only limited, and even not so effective. Mm. For example, the negative side, we may say it may make depression sometimes, and also there's health issues that raise it because of the use of this technology. Mm. And some people are saying that it decreases the happiness and the overall life of satisfaction. For example, you will find somebody is busy, though you are talking with him or her, he's become busy, But that one is something limited that by time will overcome it.
Mm-hmm. They realize. Even people who are too much into this, even their body posture will change from time to time. That, okay, stand upright and don't bend like this and all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. So what is your advice, Eva, when it comes to using the digital platforms? What is your expert advice for all of us, girls, women, men, and all this?
We have to use it wisely, even if it's very advantageous and everybody's pushing for that. But we are not having a lot of conversations about security, cyber security, and all the bad things that have been going on. So people need to be really security conscious, and Honorable mentioned curriculum and the schools. I think also in the curriculum they should introduce cyber security so that people can protect themselves online. A lot of devices have been hacked. I remember like 2 weeks ago, within a week, I had two of my friends' Facebook accounts hacked, and of course these people were pretending to be my friends, and they were asking for $100 that they were stranded somewhere in Kenya. So I already knew about this scam, but there are people who don't know about such, and they might fall victim and send the money to these people. So you need to keep yourself aware of, updated of all that's going on. Getting a degree or getting a bit of training about digital technologies is not enough, but always keep yourself updated. Read, look around for the news, not only the good things, but all the security threats that are going on. There are a lot of platforms out there that publish and update security threats every day. So keep yourself updated so that you don't fall victim of such.
Honorable Huda, when you spoke about your policies in the government of Central Equatoria, the underlying factor is budgeting, always. And I don't know how much money are you requesting so that you achieve, if at all they understand the importance of what you are trying to achieve.
You see, in coming up with the budget does not mean you have enough money. Always the issue of the money, there's a scarcity, because it is demand and supply. Mm. But for us in the ministry, we are so lucky because we have partners. The most important is to come up with the real budget to address the real issues that are affecting both women and men. And especially when we celebrate the team like this one, we make sure that before we can reach to the future or to the next theme for International Women Day, because it's a global day, it's an annual event, we must assure that we have made something that we will tell the people this is how far we have come from last year theme. So our partners do help us a lot in the area of inequality between men and women, girl and boys. Inequality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we don't have fear.
Yeah, you don't have fear. Okay. So Eva, what are some of the achievements you have reached through your initiative? How satisfactory you are? Are you with what you have been trying to do, encouraging the girls to get there?
Something I could boast about is at least a lot of girls in primary and secondary schools have been exposed to digital technologies and their curiosity, of course. Sometimes they don't see these devices or they don't do practicals, but through our program, the Time to Shine ICT project, they are able to get a chance to access some of these technologies, and they are also able to understand that it might be very hard to pursue a science career, but there are some methodologies that you can use to be able to excel. And at the same time, also they have been able to tell their stories. Mm-hmm. And we've been also able to use these stories to reach out and try to push for some policies to be put in place.
Mm-hmm. So let me conclude this part with a question of the way forward, so that women and girls are really more into digital innovation and digital access to close this gap. Honorable Huda.
Yeah, thank you very much. For women to close this inequality, we must support the ongoing learning to close the gap. The other issue also, those women who are recruited in leadership position, they must encourage the girls so that they join the school of technology. At the end of the day, we empower them. We also need to see that we offer flexibility. For example, for those who have now completed their studies but not yet have enough information about technology or an innovation, we need to be flexible so that we support them, so that also they join the field of technology. Finally, I want to say also, we need to start supporting all strategic demands of women so that they meet the need of the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Eva, what is your way forward so that what we have been speaking about as an ideal situation is going to be achieved even little or bit by bit?
So I think more investment in infrastructure, especially IT infrastructure, so that people don't just have the theoretical knowledge, but they have the practical knowledge at all levels, universities, and since we now have the IT curriculum in schools as well, and then institutions, even if they are not related to IT or their jobs are not related to IT, they should invest in capacity building of their staff members so that at least they have a knowledge on basic technology or basic cybersecurity, so that we can be at par with the world.
Yes. Listeners, Radio Miraya, now we have the time for the interaction with my guests in the studio, Honorable Huda Michael Ayla, the State Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare in Central Equatorial State, and Ms. Eva Yai, the founder and executive director of Go Girls ICT Initiative. The numbers to call are 0929 686297, and the other Zane numbers are 0912062950 and 0912062079. And your SMS line is, our SMS line, of course, is 0912177141. And you can call us there and give your comment on what the guests here have been saying. Or also, if you have a question for them with regard to the issue we are discussing, you're welcome after this interlude.
Broadcasting from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Radio Miraya. 101 and 101.5 FM, Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.
Hello, Nationwide.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, who's calling?
David in Toyn.
David, welcome, David from Toyn. Yes.
Yeah, shukran.
Shukran leg, marhabek.
Yeah. So, Sid? Taban, Anna, you know, been not animal, but I'm looking, you know. Candidate, right, a bit, Ayana. Ana tala hasa min madbak da tu zaman ana dugu ana tala min madbak. Le na tani maluma magaya mul. Aja chunu aja isuma insan de yom dan bukun taban wa aja ane gani shufu kere na si kun level ya aja kun na shwamul. Masih nasawin al jari asu de asu kun bida nasawin mau. So,
they are coming today. Yes, go ahead there. Yeah, I've been hearing you.
Can you go ahead?
Yes, I think we have been trying to get the listener there from Toyn. But of course, he was giving an example that letting women do something else or helping women in one way or another is a way forward, of course. And I don't know, Eva, if you have been hearing that Arabic. You could not hear the Arabic. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Gabriel Kedar.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
Tamam.
In my?
James, I am in toy.
James, marhabek, James.
Inshallah, hoy.
Tamam.
أنا بشكر يوم الكاميرا ده يوم جميل ده لكل الناس لأمنا ولجريم سودان ككل على اللي بعض الدول التانيين طبعا ده يوم كبير جدا علينا أنا أمي ما يشكل الليلة أنا يا في مكان بتوعي أنا يشكل حاجات أمي أنا ساعده الليلة بشوفه كبير عشان أنا ديارة ده حق بتوعمان وده يوم الكبير ده يوم بتوعمان أنت بقدر تقولي حق لأمة غاو كاو أمري كتا ولا أبتا كده في يوم واحد بس أنا بدر نازل طبعا لجيوب الفيديو طبعا ده يوم الكويس وكده حال ده يوم بتوعمان الليلة كان ببدا بكرة يعني دول بكرة بقول دال هاي شغلتها وباري تاني شغل قال أمم المتكر بريطان
Thank you لكن نحن دان Oh sorry of course the listener there is trying to say that he has been helping his mother and he has been working replacing her in the work and so far this has been the trend since morning of course but today is like whether you are helping the women and girls to have more access to digital platforms that is maybe the question for the listeners how far are you helping or as a girl or as a woman what is your take on how you have been accessing digital platforms and how you have been making a good use of that this is maybe for the listeners out there so يعني انت لو انت هناك قدر شنو انت كنت بدأت تستعمل الأدوات الرقمية المنصات الرقمية عشان انت يعني تحسن من مستواك او توصل لحاجات انت ما قادر توصل له او تغير بعض الحاجات او انت بتساعد بعض الناس بالذات النسوان والبنات عشان يكون عندهم access يقدر يوصلوا للمنصات الرقمية Hello
مرحبا
من معنا؟
معك أوقات جيمس
انت في محل فيه هواء شديد ولا دشنو؟
أنا اسم أوقات جيمس أنا دار من ملكال
يا كان في هواء شديد كده في تلفونك
أوكي عشان سامع صوتي
يا كده سامعك واضح نعم
نشكر الضيوف في ذاك الفيديو بالنسبة لليوم العظيم بالنسبة لنا كمواطنين جنوب السودان أو كإنسان الموجود في وطن الجنوبي وأنا عندي سؤال بسيط كده للضيوف يا أستاذ جوزيف
يس معك أيوه
السؤال بتاعي في بالنسبة للضيوف في ذاك الفيديو مثلا إننا وزارة بتاع جندة في الولاية أو في الاتحاد القومي أنا ما أعرف الدور بتاع وزارة ده بالنسبة لليوم العالمي بالنسبة للبرنامج اللي احنا شغالين فيه الليلة هل عنده بلانين او عنده المشاريع يخططوا الاتجاه بتاع الانسان الجنوبي لانه احيانا بنسمع انه الوزارة ده عنده مسؤولية كبيرة اتجاه بتاع المواطن او اتجاه بتاع الانسان عشان كيفية يراقب كل الامور البشر الموجود في الوطن لكن الدور بتاع الناس ده شنو ده السؤال بتاعي او خطط بتاعه او مشاريع بتاعه شنو اتجاه بتاع المواطن البسيط او بالنسبة للإنسان الموجود في الوطن الجنوبي شكرا
what is the role of the Ministry of Gender whether it is a national one or whether it's the local levels like the state level what is the role in improving the lives of South Sudanese or the citizens again hello yes welcome
hello Gabriel
ahlan wa sahlan welcome
thank you so much I'm called Jor Dugai from Unity State Bentiu
not Jor welcome
so I also welcome the guests in the studio Then my question is very little here.
Yes.
So sometimes you may get those of internet that are using free gift on Sunday, but sometimes on Saturday they are not giving. But I don't know. Can the guest clarify that to me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the policy behind that? Okay. Thank you for that question about marketing. So let me take these two questions to Eva and to Honorable Huda. Honorable Huda, this is an opportunity to explain What is the role of this? It's good that it has given an opportunity to think about what is the role of the Ministry of Gender when it comes to even talking about digital access and all this. Yes, welcome.
Yeah, shukran jazilan. So I can mean Akot James, min Merekal, who can be yes al andor bitat al wazara tijah al muatin. Al wazara bitaray tamaya, it is a ministry of gender, child and social welfare. When we are talking of gender, we talk of both men and women, girls and boy. When we mention the child, we are supposed to protect the children. Who are these children? These children are the orphanage children, those who lost mother or father or both. We also talk about the street boys or an abandoned children. So as a ministry, we have a very important role to protect these children. We also talking about social welfare. And this is the main and the subject of this ministry. We are to empower our communities, our disabled, especially the disabled group, be men and women, we empower them so that we make them self-dependent. This is the major role that this ministry is to address. Mm-hmm. And has asked a question that be in the national or in the state. At the national level, the national ministries are the policy makers. When they make that policy, we bring it to the state and we modify it to our situation of the state. Mm. Then we implement it through the different directorates. We differ in the directorates. You may find, for example, in Central State, we have 8 departments. Departments that are empowering disabled group, people living with disability. All of them, we empower them. We make sure that they are part and parcel of us and part of the ministry, part of the community, and they have rights. All the rights that they deserve to have, we give them through the policy. Mm-hmm. The same to the children, the same to gender.
Yeah.
So we are doing this role in the ministry.
Yeah, that's good to clarify it, and even I learned something from that. Now, Eva, the question about the marketing strategies of the companies in which the consumers, if I can say, cannot really understand. So what is this thing about, okay, I'm offering you this, tomorrow it's not there, and all this, yeah.
I think this is a question to the companies, mm-hmm. but what I know, most telecommunication companies have like packages mm-hmm. for different situations. In South Sudan, maybe we have only the Sandy bundles mm-hmm. by one of the telecom companies, but I've seen in other countries where they have different packages for students. As a student, you're able to pay for very cheap internet.
It's something to advocate for.
Yes. We've been trying to advocate for that. A lot of university students from University of Juba have been actually trying to ask telecom companies about this, but of course they keep on talking about the issues of tariffs, the issues of exchange rates, but we are still hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Final messages to all the digital platform users before we go from you.
Yes. So I will emphasize more on cyber security. So people should be very security aware. You should protect your devices. Don't send your phone numbers to people, even if they are your friends. Be very careful and try to take care of your passwords and try to take care of what kind of information you want to share out there, because they can use it against you.
And from the minister to the family, what is your key advice?
My advice first to the family, we need to support our girls. How can we support them? One of the issues, that burden we are giving to our girls, the domestic burdens at homes, we need to lift it out. So we need to be gender sensitive. We need to take care of both girls and boys. We need to balance this gap. Even the domestic role, we need to divide them equally so that girls also get chance to review their previous lessons, so that they compete together.
Mm-hmm.
Because mostly it's the issue of competition. When
you
give them burden so that they will somehow not bring that percentage that requires.
And they might be smarter than the boys.
Sometimes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister Huda Michael Thaila, the Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare in Central Equatorial State. Thank you very much, Ms. Eva Yai, GOG Health ICT Initiative Founder and Executive Director. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you and listening to you. And happy International Women's Day.
Before we can close, I want to say this. I want to invite all the women to come to Midan Rembo, adjacent to roundabout of Munuki.
Yes.
When you are going to Munuki down to the bridge, you will get us there on 10th. We're going to celebrate it, celebrate our International Women's Day. So all
on the
10th. Welcome.
Okay, we will be there. We'll be there. Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of today's Nationwide Discussion Hour on Radio Mirai. I'm Gabriel Shadar.